Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Efforts to call attention to and promote Vanderbilt Park, which is Tuscola County's only park, continues to go on. The latest development at the park is that the placement of a kiosk, which outlines the rich history of the park and the connection to Native American Indians. The park, which is on the edge of the Cass River in southwestern Tuscola County, which has been used by Native Americans of the Chippewa tribe. They used it for seasonal camping and as well as a fishing village because it was close to the Saginaw Bay. Tuscola's Park and Recreation Director Mark Putnam has extensively researched the county's history and coordinated the effort to have a kiosk which showcases that. And another news for today. In Huron County, a recall petition targeting Commissioner Joe Murphy has now been rejected. The Huron County Election Commission, consisting of Huron County District Court Judge Julian Ferris, County Treasurer Cheryl Yan, and County Clerk Lori Neal, found the petition's language insufficiently clear and factual for voters. Petitioner Robert Gafke sought to recall Murphy over his vote on a resolution allowing up to 15,000 acres for industrial solar facilities, claiming that it violated the county's master plan to preserve the farmland. Commissioner Murphy defended his actions, stating that the master plan is a non-binding guide and that state laws permit solar development on agricultural land. He also noted the specific acreage limit cited in the petition was a minor part of the resolution and is currently under a 3-month moratorium for review. Commission Chair Probate Court Judge Julian Ferris explained the petition statement about the master plan was conclusive rather than a factual allegation. Gafke now has the option to appeal the decision or resubmit a revised petition. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to those currently serving and veterans, the immediate families of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes, and now we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events, or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to VetTix.org and FirstTix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Elkton Village DPW has been busy working on several projects. DPW Superintendent Lonnie Schultz reported during Monday's meeting that the Ackerman Park project is about 97% done with the replacement of the pickleball and basketball courts, which are expected to be completely painted by the end of June. Also, improvements were done to the soccer and ball diamond as well. In May, the village conducted a special meeting for residents to give input on park amenities that they would like to see. Some of the suggestions were for a splash pad, a dog park, disc golf, a gazebo, and a pavilion. Schultz also reported the work on Barbara Street and Mary Street is now done, with the exception of the removal of the brush at the dead end and railroad track area. And another news for today. Several projects have been completed by the Village of Ubley's DPW workers. DPW Supervisor Vince Kuntz reported the new playground equipment has now been delivered and installed. The department also installed a new fire hydrant. This needed to be done in order to replace one that was cracked. The crew also cleaned up around Veterans Park, the courts, and the memorial area. During the meeting, the department's new full-time worker Nick Booms and the new part-time seasonal worker Logan Johnson were introduced as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. Thursday, June the 11th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.